Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
Everybody is wrong focusing on Nick Chubb. Kareem Hunt was the one that controlled the clock. Nick Chubb scored a touchdown. You're not ever going to fault someone for scoring a touchdown.
Brandon Tierney.
It's hard to beat a team three times in a single season. The desperate team is a dangerous team.
Well, they're desperate because they got holes, and they're not really that good. Or they're not as good as maybe some people thought they were.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
All right, what's happening? 10:02 on The Fan. This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. Aaron Judge, awesome. What a night. Absolutely phenomenal. Just great seeing some history.
Finally got out of the way. I was going to worry there, Mr. Barber.
But now we sit back and wouldn't stun me if he drills number 62 early on Friday because I think a heavy weight has been lifted. But aside from that, and the theater and Patty Judge and Roger Maris Jr. and all the, you know, just the amazingness of last night that everybody enjoyed. You know, I got to tell you, I think that This is the moment that baseball has been waiting for. And it has nothing to do with Judge, although it does indirectly. This is baseball's chance to make it right. This is baseball's chance to finally fix something that Bud Selig never had a clue or, quite frankly, the stones to touch because he was complicit as well during the whole PED. We all were, to be fair. And Rob Manfred hasn't really shown the instincts, and he's butchered too many things historically left and right. But this is, you know, when you throw in a kid batting practice and you throw that little lob and he finally connects that big beach ball where your eyes light up like saucers. This is what baseball is staring at. This is a chance to finally delineate between what is right, what is authentic, and what is not.
Obviously,
up the record book.
Obviously, talking about the home run record, which was 73, set by Barry Bonds back in 2001. I couldn't disagree more. And I'll tell you why. The reason that I became a baseball fan was because of that home run race. I mean, you know my background. I grew up in Southwest Virginia. There was no baseball team. I liked the Braves. Because the Braves were on TV all the time. I never played. I didn't play the game past.
You better not like the
14.
Braves this weekend. Mets fans aren't
going
to like
I'm actually going. I'm actually
are
going.
You, go, you
yeah,
are going
go
now.
Friday. Yeah, because I think the game is, the weather has moved out.
Nice.
So I grew up a Braves fan, came to New York, and didn't really have a tie to the Yankees or the Mets. I think the Mets had me out after the Super Bowl to throw out a first pitch. And I was like, yeah, city's cool.
Four hopper.
Yeah, exactly. Yankee Stadium's cool. It's awesome. The history. But I wasn't really tied to it.
Okay.
And then 2001 happened, interestingly, the same year that after we went to the Super Bowl. And this chase for the home run record was like everywhere. Right. And you couldn't not watch it. Not dissimilar to us not being able to look away from Aaron Judge's pursuit of 61. It's on everywhere. Like they're popping into games, they're popping into college football games, they're popping into news broadcasts. Like this was happening every single moment that I remember back in 2001. And it made me appreciate how hard it was to do what Barry Bonds was doing, and so Sam McGuire as well, but really Barry Bonds because he was the forefront of it. And I understand that it's tainted, but I also know that baseball was complicit in this, Bud Selig was complicit in this, every general manager, team doctor, Skip, teammates, everybody was complicit in this. And so I can't just dismiss what I saw. I can't dismiss the emotion of that moment and the fact that Barry Bonds won back-to-back-to-back-to-back MVPs after that season. And a lot of it was because he hit 73 home runs, But the following seasons, he had 48 and 45, but he walked 120 times. Like, it was things that wasn't all around this Herculean, juiced-up slugger.
But it was also things he never remotely did in Pittsburgh before he juiced.
I know, not even close. I mean, he walked 127
times.
Alluded
his numbers from the Pirates. He was a really amazing all-around player. He became a superhero.
I know that as a home run hitter, but he also did everything else well. Like, he walked. Like, he's like Aaron Judge. He's not, if you're not giving him the pitch to hit and it's outside the zone, he's not swinging at
it. No, I get that.
Right?
And except that he's not clean.
I understand that he's not clean, but how many people were?
Well,
and then not only that, how many people were non-complicit in it?
I get it. I'm not saying this is an easy thing to solve. Yeah. I'm not. I understand. The one thing that I would volley back to you, you know, because you talk about, you know, what kind of sucked you into the game. And I remember, I've said this on the air before, I remember sitting in the old Meadowlands parking lot and the Jets were, I forget who the Jets were, but it was a summer night and the Mets were playing the Cardinals, right?
Okay.
You know, this is when I had season tickets for the Jets. And we're throwing the ball around, we're having a beer, getting ready to go in and watch the Jets, probably lose. Although, actually, we were good then. That was Parcells. And we are fixated on the radio, which back then it was on the Fan. We're listening to Mets Cardinals, and it was a doubleheader, and McGuire hit a couple of home runs, right? And we were captivated. Yankee fans, Met fans, devout baseball fans, lukewarm baseball fans. I understand that, Teague. It was like a drug.
Yeah, it was.
It took over the news cycle, as you correctly stated before. Now, but what you said about that, like, so that sucked you in. Nobody is asking or saying that we are going to now delete those memories from your mental database.
Mm-hmm.
We still have that. We still saw it. I was sitting in Myrtle Beach when McGuire hit that line drive. I think it was off Steve Traxel. I told you. We were playing 36.
Yeah.
We had a little low. We got, you know, we got something to eat before we went back out. And there was 20 of us. And we were so pumped. The timing, because we weren't on our phones. Like, it was serendipitous. We walked in. Oh, yo, McGuire's coming up. Boom, saw the home run. I understand it. But this is the chance to at least delineate and provide the proper context of the game that we care the most about with the record book. Nobody's out there. LeBron's going to eclipse Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time scorer coming up this year if he stays healthy in the NBA. Nobody sits there and says, well, you know, I don't know, so-and-so had a foot on the line, but they didn't have instant replay. Maybe you should tack on two or three more points to so-and-so's final tally, because we don't care about that. We care about the baseball record book. We are mentally and emotionally so engaged in this. And you have a little separate file. We're not saying that you delete Bonds from the face of the earth or McGuire or Sosa, but I believe. Now, by the way, I don't think they've got the guts to do this. I should have probably said that from the start. I did say this is a chance for baseball to make a very wrong a right. I don't have any faith that they will. If it was my sport, I would.
Now, what would they do? Like, what do you envision Major League Baseball doing? Always now talking about Aaron Judge when he eventually he's got what 7 games to hit one more to eclipse the Maris American League record, and then so what do they do?
And if he doesn't hit anymore, then he's tied with Maris. He's number one.
So what do they say? Like, what do they now?
Well,
start doing?
They acknowledge that this was a very dark period, much like we have with some other aspects of baseball, scandalous. You know, the Black Sox and all that stuff. They acknowledge, stop running from it. That's the biggest problem. Like, they run from it. So I'm watching, I thought it was really good, the K-Rod cast on Sunday night. I watched most of the game, but then I flipped over. I wanted to hear Bonds, right? And Bonds, Clemens, and A-Rod. I mean, think about this, guys. We're watching three of the greatest players, undeniably. Clemens has 7 Cy Youngs. A-Rod's got a closet full of MVPs. Bonds has a ton of, I mean, we know the
7
numbers, right?
Yeah.
7 MVPs, right? So we're sitting there, and we're listening to these guys talk about our most cherished, in large part, because it goes back the most, cherished sport. But yet, not one of these dudes is in the Hall of Fame. And, like, it's just so inconsistent. And we dance around it. Well, it was it. Everybody was. No, not everybody wasn't doing it. And that's the point. Aaron Judge is not doing it. Aaron Judge needs to be, along with Maris, until he surpasses him, needs to be recognized as the preeminent single-season home run hitter of all time. Of all time. That's it. 877-337-6666. That's it. We're changing history today, Barber. We're on a crusade.
It's not happening. I'm telling you. They're going to stick. They're going to keep it up there because you're right. Right? They can't.
Well, it's the hard thing to do. Nothing is the easy thing.
Yeah.
That's what baseball usually does.
But can you imagine? Nothing. Can you imagine that actual press conference?
I would love it. I would be there for it.
Can you imagine how awkward that would be?
Awkward for whom?
For Major League Baseball.
Why?
Because they're going to have to acknowledge their complicity.
What? Like there's people who still don't. Well, no, they don't acknowledge their complicity. Mm. They get separation. That's something you kind of gloss over. PR 101.
Okay.
I don't know if they're up there and they say, hey, by the way, back then we ignored. No, I don't know that you do that.
And if there's a good journalist.
Yeah, well, that's true.
They'll say.
Uh-huh.
But. You knew this was going on.
They can't prove that they knew it.
I remember vividly
that they knew it.
The bottle of Andro on top of McGuire's locker.
And the St. Louis Dispatch writer had that. And he got crucified for it. And I thought it was the only one who actually had a sense of journalism back then.
That's right.
He basically got run out of the sport, I don't know if he did, but.
You guys.
Yeah.
You see and read everything.
Uh-huh.
I know you read that article because every baseball fan remembers that article.
But Andro wasn't illegal.
Yeah.
And you can say neither were steroids on some level, but you were taking Metarex in college. I was taking creatine in college. What's the damn difference? And here's the thing. Yes, if it's framed properly by the commissioner and there isn't any really invasive, uneasy questions, then they just skate free and everybody wins. If there are good questions, here's what you do. You take it on the chin. This is PR 101.
That's hard.
And, no, it's not. I'll tell you why. Because you come out stronger and more unified on the back end. You get a little bloody there. You take your hits. Now, the problem is Manfred is not good at that. He's the same guy who called the World Series trophy a piece of tin.
That's right.
You know, who was woefully inept in terms of handing out punishment for what the Astros did digitally with the scandal. They should hire me to stand up there. I mean, because if he stands up there, it might make it worse. But the premise, at least for me, this is the pivotal moment. Finally, stop. Stop everything. Acknowledge it and move forward. We know what happened. Acknowledge it. Make it right. 877-337-6666. All right. Mike is in Bayonne on the Fan. What's happening, Mike? How are you today?
Hey, good. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Brandon. Just hear me out for a minute, guys. Brandon, okay. I can't disagree with you any more than I can right now.
Let's hear it, buddy.
I'm in my 40s, so I witnessed the whole, you know, steroid era, McGuire, Sosa. If you're sitting there and you're telling me that Major League Baseball, the media, and the fans had no idea what these players were doing, I mean, you got to be naive.
No, I never once said that.
Especially Major League Baseball.
No, Mike, I didn't say that. Mike. And I'll let you speak, but I didn't. I said the exact opposite. Both Tiki and I agree, and we've agreed for a long time, that Major League Baseball was complicit in this.
Okay, all right. You did say that. But you know, I knew this argument was going to come up once a judge tied the record or broke the record. You know, Barry Bonds is the home run king. It doesn't matter if he took steroids. It doesn't matter.
What does it matter to you?
Steroids, why is it such a big deal? Everybody knew what was going on. It put fans in the seats. People made billions of dollars off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to go back and we're going to try to rewrite the record book.
No.
Because we're offended or we're upset.
Trust me, dude. I am not offended by him. I'm not one of those people who's offended by it. That has nothing to do with being offended. It's just about trying to provide proper context. And if you don't see it that way, I respect
that. I understand that. But Joe Beningo has said this in the past. Who gives a damn about the steroid error? These guys did. Just because you take steroids or PEDs doesn't make you hit a baseball.
Trust me, dude.
You still got to go out there and you got to perform.
Mike, I know that. I know that. So you have no issue with this. You think. Let me ask you, Mike, and I respect your answer. You think that Barry Bonds or Big Mac or Sosa, but Sammy Sosa had 66 home runs. Hey, think about this. You think that they achieved this or that with the same level of authenticity that Aaron Judge has?
Yes or no? I would say no.
Okay.
But, Brandon, in today's day and age, there's people taking PEDs. There's ways to get around the system. We all know this.
I hear you on
we
that.
We don't know who's taking.
I got you.
Who's taking what.
Tatis is on 80 days. Tatis is on 80 days right now, right? He's taking Tatis.
I hear you.
He didn't look like he was a steroid hit.
First call disagreeing. I didn't really know, and I don't know where we'll go from that, but that's fine. You know how we see it. And actually, T and I see it a little differently. So the last call, there's more alignment with Teak on that. Now, this is a chance to reestablish what should have been established a long time ago. That these guys, while they were amazing players, and listen, man, I'm no priest here. I'm not trying to preach. I mean, I've said many times, if I could have taken steroids to make the major leagues or made $50 million, I would have taken them. It's not me like being disingenuous with you. But Aaron Judge has done it the right way. And when you do it the right way, I think it should be acknowledged. That's all. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. How about that Mets win? We'll get to that as well. We're inside of the Town Fair Tower Studio. Friends at Town Fair remind you that at Town Fair, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right. It should be a fun first hour or so. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. What's happening? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. It's 1023 on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Rip down the system. Rip down the system. I want it overhauled. I want the entire record book burned. Maybe I'll throw it in my fire pit this weekend. This is the opportunity. Again, I don't think baseball's going to do it because I don't think they've got the guts to do it. By the way, Teak, that poor dude who whiffed on a million-dollar ball.
Oh, I know.
That guy should ban himself from every stadium the rest of his existence.
You know what his problem was?
What? Too short. Alligator arms. Tiki also with the check.
In critical moments, you got to be ready for it. He should have known.
Should you wear eye black and have some Oakleys on just in case?
Whatever. Put some eye black on.
Judge does it. Do some
mental exercises or whatever. Yeah. Get yourself ready so that when the moment happens, you're calm.
I think he was ready. I just don't think he's got any game.
Yeah, but
he looked like...
You got to breathe slowly. As soon as it's hit, you got to be... focused.
Come on, dude. You're a pro athlete. The guy's. How do you breathe slowly when the ball's screaming at you?
But when you're sitting there, everybody who's sitting in that section, and probably anywhere close to the front, has to have known at any moment, this home run is coming to me.
100%.
You don't go there and sit and are just like, can I have a couple beers? You got to be focused.
Couple of bats.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as Judge is up, you put everything aside, put your phone in your pocket or give it to your girlfriend or whatever, and sit there and be ready.
I think he was. That's what makes it even worse.
Then you got to slow your heartbeat.
He's just not a ball player.
When the moment happens, you got to be dialed in and focused.
Unrealistic for us non-pro athletes, Tiki. I'm sorry.
He should have came to me for some coaching advice.
Well, I guess so. But I remember when I was at the old vet, and it was during batting practice, and Tino Martin, you know the story, I think. Tino rifled the BP home run at me, which broke my finger.
That's right.
Now, I played baseball, and I was still like, oh, man, that's screaming at me, dude.
But were you ready for it? Were you, sitting there, this is coming at me, this is coming at me, this could come at me?
No, not with the urgency of millions of dollars, no.
You have to sit there like you're a shortstop against a dead pull hitter, right-handed dead pull hitter.
Like Stanton at 118 on the ground.
And there's a runner on third.
I guess.
And a guy on first, and there's one out. And it comes at you, you're like, what am I doing right now? What am I doing right now? Am I going home or am I going to second for the double play?
What is that guy thinking, though? We can talk all day about what he should have done.
Yeah.
What he didn't do was even get leather on it.
I know.
That's pathetic.
That is bad.
Oh, God. And by the way, what a win for the Mets. We'll do that later. And I don't know what was better. Honestly, I don't. Escobar's performance or Escobar turning into a combination of Shawn Michaels, Roddy Piper, and Hulk Hogan, WWE. That interview was phenomenal. As a non-Mets fan, I was getting pumped up. So, Hoff, I know that you enjoyed Escobar getting nutty. That was insane. And he had the interpreter to start, and then he's like, get lost. I got this.
Yeah, no, he was. I don't think I actually understood half of the words he said, but it was amazing.
I understood it all. Well, if you didn't understand Escobar, and I certainly did, you certainly should understand John Sterling. This is what it sounded like last night on The Fan.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris. for the American League single season.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run judgy and blast. Here comes the judge. A two-run blast, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
And the entire Yankee team is out on the field. They are hugging him one by one. Patty Judge is standing behind the Yankee dugout. She got a big smile on her face. And the Yankee team outside the dugout, everyone hugging him. Gerrit Cole now hugging him. Aaron Boone, one of the first people out there. A beautiful, beautiful moment for this guy.
It's a great call. That's a really, really well done by both of them.
Yeah, agreed. Because she didn't interrupt.
I almost wanted her to. Oh, I almost really did.
She knows better. She knows.
I mean. All of the other home run calls, because we looked, Dove pulled all these.
Oh, we did it the other day.
Everyone was like, all of that.
There it is.
I was just waiting for it, because I wasn't obviously listening to the radio call.
No, so I was watching.
I went back and listened to it. I'm like, come on, Susan, give it to me.
You wanted it?
I wanted it. Let me have it.
I didn't want easy to take. I didn't want it, because I didn't want Susan to be the butt of jokes.
Yeah, but
not for this one.
It's just who she is.
But she knew the moment.
It's the nature of their broadcasting relationship.
Great call. Great call on the fan. Do we have the yes one? Can we hear this? We got the one on yes.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history. And now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs. The most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
Okay, so all the announcers, as expected, doing their job well.
BT, what do you think the Blue Jays broadcast sounded like?
Do we have it?
Dove is pulling it right now.
Left-hander sets.
Okay, Dove's a little
and fires ambitious. And it's hit in the air, line drive, left field, and there it is.
That's Showman.
Aaron Judge has tied Roger Maris's American League record with his 61st home run on the season.
Is that Dan Shulman?
Dan Shulman, yeah.
Dove has no idea.
He said, yeah. So that was the TV broadcast.
Okay.
Blue Jays. This is the radio broadcast coming up here in a second.
The 3-2, swinging a long fly ball. Deep left field, back and gone. Number 61 for Aaron Judge.
So, yo, kids, you have to speak on the radio.
Judge's Maris.
He's like, wait, what number was that?
Right.
The ultimate.
When did the Maple Leaf start? All right, good. Good voice. Good pipes. I don't know that guy's name, but that was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, the moment, too, and it was such a genuine, like, you could tell.
Ben Wagner, by the way.
Okay, thank you, Teak. When Patty Judge hugged Roger Maris Jr., that was a legitimate hug. That was a real squeeze of respect and. That was awesome.
Yeah, he said, congratulations.
Mama Judge.
Congratulations.
He did. And that's got to be bittersweet for him. I mean, it's been said, and I know he said the right thing, and he even said it at the podium last night, which is what I said out of the chute here. This is an opportunity for baseball to really change the top of the record book, just off for proper context. I don't say that you delete them, but you have a, whether it's a separate chapter or a different acknowledgement. To me, right now, when you look at the all-time single-season home run leader, you should, and I know it's not there, but you should see Judge, Maris, 61. And then, okay, so tonight, then, so or
then,
tomorrow,
so then
62.
Then what do you do with...
You put them you wherever you want to put
Barry
them.
Barry Bonds.
Again, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you know what it does? This gives the this gives Major League Baseball the opportunity to put the asterisks, right? It just gives them a chance now to say, all right, we've avoided this forever because there's been no reason for us to look at it again. And let's now stick that little star up there.
Yep.
Right? It gives them a reason to do it. And it would take a lot of gall.
Yep.
It would take a lot of, I don't know, just convincing, I believe, because I don't think they want to do this.
Because they don't want any, they just want to keep moving
exactly,
along.
They don't want controversy. Nah. But I think in some ways, if they did put that asterisk up there, BT,
yeah,
it would also make
we gotta start saying that word properly, though. You gotta throw that S in there.
Asterisk.
Attaboy.
I said asterisk.
More like asterisk.
Asterisk. Risk. Asterisk. Whatever. Who cares? Nobody. You know what the hell I'm talking about. But anyways, these guys would...
And if you don't, just ask him.
Yes, exactly. Now maybe it gives him a chance to have, like, a place in the Hall of Fame, too. Right? So you acknowledge it, and then you make clear...
I know where you're going.
Like, the delineation of these guys that did it cleanly. Let's use that word loosely. Cleanly, because we don't know what happened in the 60s and 70s and everything else, but cleanly versus those that didn't, right? It just maybe creates a different little partition between the two categories that we always like to talk about.
Divider.
Just maybe.
Yeah, I like that. And I'll acknowledge this before we get back to the phones. I do know that it would be a little deeper down the list than, and this is probably what baseball really laments. Like, the easy thing is to say, all right, Bonds, we know what you did, or strongly surmise what you did. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, that's the easy stuff. But, and I'm not casting aspersions fully, but this is part of the conversation. Like, all right, well, Luis Gonzalez had a big year back in 2001 at the age of 33. He had 57 home runs, never remotely approached that at the age of 33. Now, was the ball juiced? A little bit. Was something else juiced? I don't know. What do you do with somebody like him? David Ortiz had 54 home runs at the age of 30 back in 06. Are we leaving that there? So it becomes challenging.
Yeah, but you
and
also,
you've got to have great leadership to weather that. And that's one thing I don't think baseball has.
But then you also, and I'm only doing this, saying this because I'm looking at the record, the single season record. You're also going to go back and question what happened with Hack Wilson in 1930?
No, why the hell would I do that?
Because he hit 56.
I understand
his career best to that point was 31.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, he hit 56 home runs.
All right. Now we're going to leave Hack alone.
At 30 years old in 1930?
He had a good offseason, hit the weights.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Just say it, though.
Well, I mean, I'm not going back. Nobody thinks no.
I know.
But, no, the answer is no.
But you're
what about George Foster's big season in the late 70s when he had 50, what did George have, 58? 50-something? 52? What, it was in definitely in the 50s. I don't know, because there's a thought that steroids were around on some level in the NFL in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not saying George Foster did it.
I mean, they definitely were.
In the 70s, early 70s? I know Lyle Alzado was kind of a poster child for that in the 80s.
Wasn't he the late 70s when he came?
He may have come up in the late 70s.
Yeah, whatever it
didn't
was.
Did he start the Broncos, right, before he went to the Raiders?
Yeah, and then he
He did.
Yeah.
52 and 77. Thank you very much, Dove. Yeah, listen, it's a chase that's going to get, it's going to bring you deep into the weeds.
That's
so
right.
On most levels, it's easier to ignore it, but that doesn't mean that that's the right thing to do. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. Oh, man, I can't, I know we have it. I'm going to play that Escobar post-game WWE style interview. I mean, if that didn't jack you up. And by the way, we'll do that next hour. We'll get a little bit more into the Mets. I mean, that thing, you're hanging by a thread right there.
No,
now, even if you lose, you still come back. You handle biz against the Braves. That's fine.
And you got lucky because
yes.
the Nationals beat the Braves. So
yes.
You're still, square, but you don't know that at the time.
That place was quiet. Yeah, for was. Nothing. It was like a funeral procession, and oof. And then Escobar, I mean, really? I mean, Escobar 5, Marlins 4?
Yeah.
I mean, he had them all.
That's right.
It was crazy. All right, 877-337-6666. Carmine is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. He's in Plainview. What's up, Carmine?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, recently retired. Love watching, listening to you guys every morning.
Thanks, man. What did you, Carmine, what did you retire from, if I may ask?
Oh, I was in the construction line. I was a safety engineer.
Nice, I see. Nice. Worked hard. Not afraid to get those hands dirty. Attaboy. Love
not
it.
Not at all. The fact of the I just left Home Depot, and I got to do some fence mending.
Love it. All right. Nice. What's happening, dude?
All right, guys. First, I got two questions for you. But first, I must say, I remember when baseball was a game. We used to get out of school early, have our transistor radios, run home and watch the game. I saw Maris hit his 61st home run.
Amazing. He did.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, but I got two questions for you.
Go ahead.
First question is, if you catch the ball from Judge's ball, would you keep it, sell it, or give it to him?
I'd sell it. Mm.
Most people say sell it. I would sell it too, I think.
I'd sell it.
I agree with you guys.
Carmine, Americans have lost $9 trillion. $9 trillion in their investment portfolio so far. I'm taking every penny I could get. I'm not going to lie.
I'm with you.
Yep.
And by the way, he's gonna parlay this into about $350 million. So might as well take it. You're a million or so.
Well, we're gonna have the conversation later. Is it now getting to the point where the contract might actually start with a four? As crazy as that sounds, but continue your point, Carmine. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. My second question is: sixth inning, coming in to pitch is Tiki Barber. Who walks into the box with Joe Judge? Do you face him and give him everything you got, or do you say to yourself, I'm just a regular nobody pitcher? Do I serve it up, a home run pitch, and my name is in Major League Baseball record books forever?
I mean,
Steve, why don't you take this first? Thanks, Carmine.
And good luck at Home Depot.
I love going to Home Depot.
Don't overspin like I do. Every time I go into Home Depot.
Yeah, your dollar is worth now about 9 cents. Good luck. Good luck buying lumber.
Still, even when it's not, you're like, I need that.
But I love it.
I need that.
Oh, I get firewood. I get screws. I get hammers.
I've always wanted that. Oh, that's what I need. Let me get that.
Get some good tape just in case something breaks, which it always does.
I think I would go after him. I wouldn't groove him a 94-mile-an-hour fastball.
No way.
Right? But I would go after him.
Hell yeah.
Right? I wouldn't be scared and dot the edges. I'd be like, all right, hit this.
I will say it depends on the situation. If I'm chasing a wild card, that would dictate the terms of engagement.
But he's talking about a nobody pitcher and a nobody game.
Yeah.
I mean.
Can I say one thing from the perspective of when you say a nobody player?
But you know what I mean.
No. But the caller said that. I can relate to that because I was a nobody player. But here's the thing. In real time, nobody players don't view themselves as nobody players.
That's true.
They view this could be my moment to catapult my career. You're grinding. You're always thinking about getting better.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, so they're not going to say, I suck. I'm going to be in the minors next year. I'm going to be done. I'm going to be selling insurance in 2 years. Yeah, let me just throw my name because I stink and I have no other impact on the sport.
No,
competitors don't think that way.
Yeah, you're right.
No matter how average you are.
True. I would have gone after him.
Me too. It's the only thing you do.
Just to try to go after him.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't shy away from him. And, this kid, Meza, right? Meza? How do you say his
name? I think it's Meza.
Meza was his last name. He threw the same pitch over, and it was all sinkers. It was all location, but it was the same pitch.
Sinker, well, that's the best sinker, pitch to throw
sinker,
if you think about
sinker,
it.
Sinker, sinker.
It's going to be hard, and it's going to go down. And for the most part, it's tough to get lift. It's tough to get elevation on a sinker.
Yeah.
I got a lot of tweets, and, I guess everybody's going to be petty. Oh, because I said Sterling's call was good. Case call was everybody did their job well. Sterling didn't do a good job. He said it's high and it's far and it was a line drive. Shut up. I mean, come on. Guy's 83 years old, dude. He's been sitting on this for how many games? Seven or eight?
Yeah.
I mean, every time he gets it, every time Judge strides to home plate, you know, think about the emotions that surge through, and then it's then he doesn't have to do it. Same thing with Kay. I mean, I always thought there was more pressure on Kay, who had to welcome in the entire world.
That's true.
As Aaron Judge is coming up to home plate.
That's a good point.
Well, you know, hey, you're watching Aaron Judge here on Yes, and I mean, listen, they both get paid well. They should. They're both good at their job. But, I mean, to get on John Sterling because he jumped into something that he does almost all the time anyway. All right, it wasn't high. Yes, it was a liner. But relax.
I mean,
people are so negative.
It was higher than the wall.
Higher than the fence.
Exactly.
It's all that matters.
It's all that matters.
Although it is a little confusing because that wall blends in with the actual, like the back wall where that poor soul dropped it or didn't even get it. Right below that is the actual home run wall.
Yes.
And depending, like if you're not really locked in on the TV or it's not a clear picture.
It's confusing to look at.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay, no, I know the wall's lower than that. But for a moment, I'm like, that's definitely out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. Somebody tweeted me as well. They said the guy's name was Tony Lasagna.
No
way. I swear to God.
No way his name is Tony Lasagna. Yeah.
I mean, you make a play like that, it should be Tony Meatball. Tony Lasagna. Oh, shit. Jeez. Let's get Sal in Brooklyn. Speaking of meatballs, what's happening, Sally?
Good morning, boys. That guy's got to be Tony Butterfinger.
Come on, man. Yeah.
That's a lotto ticket right there. And my man came up short with them alligator arms. Anyway, hey, BT.
Yes.
He can say asterisk all he wants. This is New York. We understand it.
That's right.
Top words up anyway.
I couldn't say it either.
I'm not an English major.
And number two, man, that first caller. Anytime you're quoting Joe Beningo, man, you're dropping in credibility.
Oh, hey, Sally boy, that's
don't be no, hey. Just don't be quoting Joe because that guy's been suffering forever. So the more you listen and quote him, you're just gonna suffer along with him anyway. Hey, Major League Baseball's not gonna change this. I love Judge. I love baseball. I'm a purist. But baseball is not going to set. Look what they're doing. It's an American League record. Of course, they have their out.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball allowed it. You know when they stopped it? When they saw every record in the book was going to get shattered. And I'll give you an analogy.
Okay.
You go in for your SATs, and anything with the math, everybody was allowed with their calculators till they saw 97% of the class all flying by with almost hundreds. And then after 4 years, you know what they say? No more calculators allowed in the class. They allow it to a certain degree, and then once they saw every record was going to get pulverized, they were like,
that's
no
good,
good
analogy,
no more.
Sal.
Get
Sal, that's a really
that's
good
all,
analogy. Because so, I remember
I'm
that.
Mad. I'm mad, but I'm not mad at baseball because they did what they did to get the game back. Because after the strike, I was gone. I walked away.
Yeah.
So they did something to bring them back. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a National League guy. I'm an American League guy. I'm a New Yorker. You know, old school. You were either American League, National League. But it brought the game back, man, and that's all that matters.
Okay, all right, listen, good call, Sal.
Judge had 6 games at Yankee Stadium where he didn't home run. Minimum 45,000 people there in the crowd, so they cannot hesitate to give this guy the contract he deserves.
Enjoy the day. Sorry, Sal, I didn't mean to clip you. I actually meant to say goodbye to you. But that's something we'll do a little bit later in the show. I get it. It seems not only unrealistic, but reckless to even think about a contract with the number 4 in front of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what this guy's done is just, I can't even describe the season he's had.
No, you're right. And if they go on and get deep in the postseason and get to the World Series and it's...
But even if he doesn't...
I'm just saying, but if he does, like, just think about how... I mean, because you've said it multiple times already. In the last couple of months, this is the greatest season that we've seen from a Yankee.
Yep.
I mean, if he fulfills it in the postseason as well, I mean, forget it. You have to then pay him $400 million. You just have to, even if it's just as a thank you, right? Even if it doesn't make fully economic sense for the fiscal responsible Hal Steinbrenner, you almost have to do it if this goes all the way through. And he hits like this, and he's the catalyst like this all the way in deep into the postseason.
You know what I want to see? Because, you know, you think of Ruth, and you think about the Titans of the game, right?
Yep.
And you talk about what if Judge, you know, finishes this amazing season and punctuates it with a memorable October. I'm curious how many bad World Series Babe Ruth had. And I'm guessing it's not many, but I just want to see. Because... You know, there was no criticism. I mean, I guess they would criticize in the newspapers, but the daily dialogue was so different. Let's see. So, Babe, I'm not going to count the Red Sox. So, start with the Yankees. All right. In 1922, Babe Ruth hit 118 in the World Series. Wow. They lost that World, not surprisingly. They lost one RBI, an OPS of 426. Everything else, actually including that, his OPS in the World Series was 1,200. Including that one where it was below 430.
Yeah, so he had a bad one. He had a bad one, and then he crushed it.
Yep. 877-337-6666 is our number. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. All right, Met fans, we're going to pull you into this as well. Now, and I was following Twitter, and I'm looking, and I'm reading, and you could just feel the angst just dripping through the keyboard and the screen. You guys were terrified last night, and you had every right to be. That place was quiet. It wasn't particularly crowded, again, but I'm not going to go there again today. And then Escobar gave you the perfect elixir going into this Braves series. And I want to play his post-game interview because it was one of the best I've ever heard. And, boy, today could have felt very differently for the Met fan. But it's also about Judge, obviously, week four tonight. A little Zach Wilson later as well. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.